Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
You know, the book is huge, and so there's many, many things that he spoke about in the book. He talks about what's called multiple worlds theory, and he talks about determinism versus uncertainty, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, and the determinism of classical physics that Einstein never accepted the uncertainty, and his famous statement, God does not play dice with the universe.
Right.
And so there's many things that he talks about in terms of dark energy, in terms of the universe that we've recently proven is not just expanding, but expanding at an accelerating rate. And when we first translated this, I thought, no, that's not correct. We must be translating this incorrectly here. How can the universe be accelerating in its expansion? So if you think of the Big Bang and you say there's an explosion and the universe blows out and it expands, right? Now, shouldn't it collapse at some point, or at the very least not accelerate in its expansion? But it's been proven recently that the universe is accelerating. And this is one of the most astounding things this isn't from Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam. He didn't prove this, but he did bring this into the discussion and the importance of this point. But I don't think most people understand this and the significance of this. And I would encourage everybody that has a scientific background to confirm this for themselves, that the universe is expanding at an accelerating rate, which is phenomenal. And the implications of that, Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam explains in the book. There's many things that he talks about with the atheists in the book. One of the most interesting that I think that anybody can see for themselves is Richard Dawkins speaks about this in evolution. And he demonstrates how in this meticulous way that you can have something like hemoglobin form through evolution. And he has a computer program. They made a video, and everybody can watch it on YouTube, in which he explains this about how you can have a complex molecule form through evolution that if you took it purely by chance, it wouldn't form. Now, what's interesting about this is that he goes in this meticulous explanation about how it is that this program will select, and he does this Shakespearean, methinks it's like a weasel phrase from Shakespeare, and he shows how a computer using evolution can form this phrase in a short period of time, whereas if it was just randomly putting together letters, it would be much more difficult. What's so interesting about this is that what Dawkins actually did with his program that he programmed into this computer using BASIC back in the ancient days, he programmed this himself. But when he programmed this, what he actually proved is that there was a goal to be reached, that there was a target that was already predetermined. And what's so interesting is that Dawkins, who's a very smart guy, and he knew this himself, and he actually acknowledged this himself in his book, that what he actually programmed was a predetermined destination that evolution was meant to reach, which is exactly what Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam is talking about in the book. And Dawkins, in his computer program, proves exactly the same thing, and yet he tries to convince people that this is evolution that he's proving, when in fact what he's proving is that evolution is a very easy, quick thing as long as you already have a predetermined explanation. I could go into a lot of detail about what exactly he did with that. It would take a bit, but everybody can read that for themselves, and they can watch the program where Richard Dawkins explains this.
Podcast. The Savior.
The Savior.
The Savior. podcast. The Savior has arrived.